Kansas bishops, we four Kansas bishops, put out a statement that really asked us here in the United States to look at how can we assist folks that are suffering greatly, particularly the refugees, and how can we support them and help them in their horrific crisis.
Do you know of any plans right now within the Catholic Church in Kansas, via Catholic Charities or some other outfit, to sponsor Syrian refugees and help resettle them here in our state?
I don't know any specific plans right now, although we and Catholic Charities in our four dioceses have been in the immigration and refugee settlement area for decades.
I'm sure you are aware that our governor, who is also Catholic, Sam Brownback, has come out with an executive order that essentially forbids state agencies from having anything to do with the resettlement of Syrian refugees in our state. I'm curious as to your reaction to that order from the governor.
One of the challenges of our complex crisis like that is that balance between that humanitarian aid and at the same time safety concerns. One of the difficult calls that our political leaders need to make is how to act that balance of humanitarian aid and safety. And this is what we would call in our Catholic faith a prudential judgment. Another way to put it, sometimes no easy answers. So I respect the civil government's role to make those tough choices sometimes of prudential judgment.
Would you go as far as to say the governor is making the wrong call at this time?
I would say that I've just got to look at these tough issues and respect the governor's responsibility in that area and pray for him and our other political leaders in some very, very difficult calls.
It sounds to me as perhaps you're going to great lengths to avoid offending our governor. Am I reading you wrong?
Well, at times we seem to be in this culture of criticism or culture of insult in our political system, and sometimes we fall into that in the media or even in our Catholic Church. Yet I think we need to develop that culture of unity, that culture of the common good, that culture of compassion. So I respect Governor Brownback's very difficult decisions he has to make as our governor.
Can you share with us perhaps a biblical perspective or the Christian perspective on what should be done with refugees?
Yes, that's very clear, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, how we care for the widow, the orphan, the alien. I mentioned that compassion and that reaching out and that unity, realizing that we are all sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father, born and unborn, how we can help one another. At the same time, we have a legitimate right to self-defense against violent aggressors.